Next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC, Highway 1.
This application's been deferred since the July 10th meeting for further consideration.
All right. Mr. Johnson, this lies in your vast area of responsibility.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I know that at our last meeting, we had, when this was on our agenda, we had some discussion about the project, and I know there were some issues or concerns that were raised by members of the commission. And before I do make my motion, if other commissioners want to chime in, I'll first share my concerns, and then anyone else wants to add or delete from that. But as you recall, this was a somewhat of a lengthy meeting where there was a great deal of public interest involved. The applicant was represented by legal counsel, and as part of this, what I consider a very involved proposal, there was no record presented in advance in terms of an exhibit booklet that we normally would receive something of this considerable size. So there wasn't a whole lot of information that the general public had available to them before the meeting, nor did the commission. Also, during the public hearing that was held, while the applicant gave us a lot of general information concerning what they were wanting to do with this property, I found that there was a lot of details lacking as part of that presentation. And as we know, with our with the county code, part of the requirement with a conditional use, especially one of this nature, there's a preliminary plan that's typically is presented to the commission that's signed off either by a surveyor or an engineer that goes into some detail, and some of that detail that would be important in this case would be how the 500 or 600 acres would be laid out, and accompanying that, what impact, if any, would be imposed upon the neighboring property owners and the folks that live in that area, let alone the entire county. So my concern is that the presentation before the Planning and Zoning Commission was lacking in detail, and from my perspective, did not provide me with an opportunity to have adequate information to make a recommendation, certainly for approval of the project. So that's kind of where I'm at. That I felt the record was lacking.
Mr. Ross?
I agree with Mr. Johnson. I genuinely like the project, but our decision is not based on whether we like a project or not or think it's all that beneficial or not. It's a land use decision. It's incumbent upon the applicant to present a record that states that the project is appropriate land use and in conformance with our comprehensive plan and as supported and defined by county code. So I would agree with Mr. Johnson that I don't think the record reflects that, and so there's no need to dwell on the merit of the project, but rather whether it's been properly supported, the application's been properly supported within our rules.
I agree with the commissioners. Just something of this, at this magnitude, we just have to have the details.
Mr. Chairman, if I might weigh in, I'd like to say that I do agree with a large part of what Mr. Johnson, Mr. Burton, and Mr. Ross said, that the aspects, it was disappointing for me to have so little of a record to work with. But I do think that the project could have been worthy, should be worthy of our consideration. And I thought that a part of what we do as a Planning and Zoning Commission would be to provide conditions where we could deal with something, that this was a first, at least for me in 11 years on the commission, of having an event like this. But Mr. Johnson and Mr. Ross in particular do great jobs working on conditions. I would have liked to have looked at the glass as being half full and thought that we could come up with things to make this an acceptable project, because I do feel it's a good idea. I do think as though that it would benefit the county. I think it's synonymous with a lot of what the Sussex County that I grew up with, music being an art form and something that's enjoyable and serves as a benefit to the people. You know, I think there may be some characterizations we're giving of who may or may not be attending the festival, and I didn't find any compelling argument from those people that were for or those that were opposed. But we did have a lot of people that did indicate that they would like to see this project, and they were a lot of young people that I was grateful that they were involved in this process. So seldom do we see them here in council chambers, and they were enthusiastic about it, and I'd like to see them given an opportunity to be able to enjoy something like this. I think of the Freeman stage down at Bayside, and we've had presentations, and Miss Michelle DeFebo Freeman starts every concert and every benefit that they have down there by thanking the residents of Bayside and saying, you know, the residents here had no idea what we were going to do, but they've generally been favorable and accepting of the music and the arts that are offered down there at Bayside. And I think it's quite possible that the same thing could happen with this application being conditioned to a limited scope. I mean, I think about out here on the circle, if someone were to come in today and ask, you know, to have return day, how hard would it be to get a permit for return day today to say, you know, I'm going to close off the streets, I'm going to isolate the fire hall, I'm going to do this and bus people from Del Tech? I don't think an institution like that, you know, which is a part of Sussex County. And I do, as I say, I think the Sussex that I grew up in, we enjoyed a lot of local music, country music. You know, we had, Mr. Burton, we had Junior Wilson from Milford. We had the Darden Brothers from Laurel, the Workman Brothers from Hardscrabble, Quail Jones, Bird Dog and the Road Kings. Those people that I grew up with, you know. I see you're laughing, but you know, I can see Councilman Wilson doing the Norman Steele stomp around the dining room table, listening to the Ralph Hobie, the troubadour of the Eastern Shore. You know? And it's not hard to, you know, it creates memories, and I do think that it can create a family atmosphere, and it's what could draw this county together. We have lost the pumpkin chunking, and gentlemen, I thank you for your time.
Well, I think we're all impressed with your ability to recall the names of those folks right off the top of your head. That was a pretty amazing demonstration there. I appreciate that.
I do have a somewhat dusty guitar case under the bed.
Is that it?
Sorry, I didn't bring it with me tonight.
Well, that explains it.
Fortunately, it's dusty, Mr. Chairman.
That explains it. The unfortunate thing is, however, that we really can't make our decisions based on that. The ordinance is very clear as to what criteria we have to evaluate, and unfortunately, the presentation that we saw, I don't think met the standard. Now, we make a recommendation to County Council, and the applicant is always privileged to make an entirely different presentation to Sussex County Council, and they will make their decision based on what they saw and based on the recommendation to, at least in some part, the recommendation that we make. I purposely avoid the council presentations, as I know the rest of you do, so that we're not influenced by anything that happened after our record was closed. So based on you know, our decision is based on just what we saw in our record. So it is entirely possible that the applicant made a different record for the council. And if that's the case, they may reach a different conclusion. So, Mr. Johnson.
Gentlemen, I appreciate everyone's input and our continued discussion on this matter. And with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1991 for Cool Spring LLC, Highway 1, based upon the lack of a sufficient record made during the planning and zoning public hearing. The applicant did not supply a site plan with the detail required by Section 115-220 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Information required by that code section includes the location of all proposed buildings and structures with setbacks and heights shown, the location of parking and loading areas, and it must be signed and sealed by a Delaware surveyor or engineer. The only depiction of the project that the applicant provided to the Planning and Zoning Commission was an aerial photograph with some general information shown on it. Without the detail required in Section 115-220, I do not believe that the Commission has enough information to understand the scope of the project, how it relates to the area, and whether it is an appropriate use. There are many components of the use that were discussed generally during the hearing, but few details were offered. For example, it is unclear where the campground portions of the use would be located, how they would be laid out, how close they would be to neighboring properties or roadways. Although the use is proposed to be temporary, the applicant did not substantiate how the proposed land use conforms with the comprehensive land use plan as supported and defined by Chapter 115 of the County Code. It may be that this project is an appropriate land use that will benefit Sussex County, but based on the lack of information in the record before the Planning and Zoning Commission, that determination cannot be made. As a result, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1991 based on the insufficient record presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to second that motion.
So moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC, Highway 1, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Here.
Let the record show, Mr. Abbott, that the motion carried 4-1.